the Sportscast, November 12th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Apple Podcast. And if you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit us on thesportscast.net and also on Twitter, thesportscast1. Check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. Last night was a shocker. I had a feeling week 9 was a pretty shocking weekend. I thought that it will spill over to Thursday night, and it did. The Dolphins beat the Ravens 22-10. And join us from Minnesota. It just snowed in Minnesota. Aaron Bernstein, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. definitely another shocker. I was not expecting that one. I like the upset picks, but that was one of those that I went on Tuesday, and my upset pick is Washington beating Tampa Bay. And I mean, that'll be the upset of the week, I think, because
I mean, Washington's, it will be revenge from last year's playoffs.
I didn't see this one coming. And bravo to the Dolphins for I'm still not a huge fan of Tua, but he got the job done. That's the important thing.
Got the job done. Jacoby Brissett started. He got injured. Had a knee injury. Tua came in with a fractured finger, but still played and won the game. This game obviously was on Thursday night. I always thought, for Thursday nights is probably the best time for any upsets, but it happened. The Dolphins defense was blitzing Jackson every play, it felt like.
But that's the key. The two teams, in my opinion, that have shown weakness are the Chiefs and the Ravens. If you shut down Jackson, they got nothing. They're running. They don't have a great running game, and we know that because their main stars are all injured, and they're left with the two people they picked up that haven't played in a bit. And it's the same with the Chiefs. You take out Mahomes, they got nothing. And Jackson is the key. If you shut his running game down, he's an average passer. Like, I get he can throw, but he's average. He's like, I don't want to say he's a Kirk Cousins average, but they're kind of the same. The only difference is Jackson can run the ball. Cousins cannot. Otherwise, they probably are on the same level passing-wise as a passing quarterback. But Jackson's got the feet. If you take his feet out and eliminate that running game, it's very easy to take out the Ravens.
No matter what.
And I think teams are starting to notice that.
Yeah, I think definitely Flores had a plan. It worked out well. 238 yards from Jackson, one touchdown, one interception, which I think led to a touchdown by the Dolphins. Brissett, 156. Tua, 158. How did you think Tua looked last night?
He looked good. I was nervous, though, because he's still injured, and I'm just like, what do you do if he gets injured, re-injured or injured further? I'm like, you just lost your starter that you replaced, and then if Tua goes down again, like, you can't risk – like, I get it, but that brought back memories of RG3 – coming off a knee injury and just getting put back in the playoffs, whether he wanted to or not, it scares me, because I'm just like, I know we, as fans, we know we've seen what happens when you're still injured and you go back in because you just don't have the options. But he looked good. He looked great. But that back of the mind thing, he's like, you're still injured, man. And if he gets injured again, if it worsens or something else happens, what do you do?
Do you think he's still playing for his career? Of course, he does have a grace period now that they did not get Deshaun Watson. Does he have to prove it in the next couple of weeks?
I don't think he's playing for career, no. But, I mean, I think he's playing for a spot on that team, because if they don't, we don't know. Like, who knows what's in free agency at the end of the season? But depending on where the Dolphins place in the draft, they could easily go after somebody else or trade up, trade down. I mean, it just depends. I think he's playing to maintain a spot on the team, because there was already plenty of talk that they were going to trade him. If they could have gotten the Watson deal done, Tua was out of there. And he already lost the job once. He had to earn that job anyways over Fitzpatrick. And then if Brissett had stayed healthy, hadn't gotten injured, I don't see Tua coming back. I think he would have lost the job and stayed a backup for the remainder of the season unless something happened.
We do know,
which wouldn't have been a bad thing. I wasn't a big fan of them replacing Fitzpatrick with Tua in the first place. I thought that was a dumb move.
We do know that,
but I thought drafting him when they did, I don't think he should have been drafted as high as he was either. But that's just me.
Yeah, big mistakes in front office from the Dolphins. Of course, we know that Deshaun Watson wants to go to Miami. Of course, he needs to settle with those cases. He has till March, I believe, to get that thing settled.
Yeah.
And if he clears up by then, I would not be surprised there, and he goes to Miami.
I wouldn't either, but part of me is just like, he's got all of these, Watson's got these issues, these off-the-field issues, and he wants to go to Miami. It's probably not the best place to go when you've got the type of issues he's facing to go to Party Central, in my opinion.
True.
That, unless the team says, dude, you're not going to be allowed to leave the building if we sign you because you've already got baggage. That's a risk factor that I think the Dolphins need to think about by signing him. And, you know, and I know on paper, stat wise, he's a great quarterback, but that baggage that, and putting him in Miami, that's a big risk factor. It worked out with like Antonio Brown but he's got Brady keeping him in line. I think that was the difference maker.
They're roommates.
I don't know who Watson would have to kind of keep him in line in Miami.
Yeah, definitely in consideration of that. Of course, if it's not Miami, definitely not Vegas, because Vegas, you could get in trouble as well.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah,
another troublesome player yesterday, breaking news. I didn't think it was going to happen until next week, but Odell Beckham Jr. is headed to Los Angeles Rams. It was rumored there. I've been hearing like the Packers and also Tampa, but he's going to the Rams, Aaron. It's a plus. Rams don't really need more receivers, but hey, why not an extra one?
Well, I mean, you look at the Bucs last year. They didn't technically need Antonio Brown either, or Gronk, if you think about the team that they had, but it benefited them. I think it benefits both all parties involved with Odell going to the Rams as long as he stays focused. If he stays healthy and he stays focused, that's a win for the Rams. I mean, Stafford picks up a receiver that's almost on par with Megatron. I mean, that's a deep threat that can burn people if he's left there. But with all the other weapons, now what is the defense supposed to do? Do you double coverage on Odell and leave Cooper Kupp open? Or do you, like, I mean, that's like trying to figure out what do you do with the Bucks. It's the same thing. Like, when they had all those weapons healthy, they were a dangerous team. Do I say that this guarantees the Rams go to the Super Bowl? I don't know. But this is a very strong possibility we'll see the Rams and the Bucks in the championship.
It does move the needle forward for them. Does this remind you of the 2000 Rams when they had Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, and Hakeem?
They were stacked then, and they had, you know, Kurt Warner. I mean, that was a stacked team.
Plus Marshall Faulk, say the least.
Yeah, the Rams wanted him anyways. They were going to go after him. They were trying to get him from the Giants when he was still with the Giants. And he ended up going, but they didn't have to give up anything to pick him up this time. And they kind of snuck in there. That was kind of like a stealth signing, if I've ever seen one. Because I don't recall, nobody knew that's where he was going to end up. It just, all of a sudden, I looked at the news and then, like, my phone alerts me, breaking news, Odell signs with the Rams. And I was like, I didn't even know there was talking about that going on.
Because the strongest rumor was the Packers, and I heard he was 50-50 with the Packers and Rams, and then he decided to go to the Rams.
Right. And Rodgers would have loved that. I mean, if he came back, that would have, I would have said the same thing. The Packers would have bumped up to Super Bowl contender. I don't know if they would get past the Bucs, but you know, the Rams have a very good chance of making it to the Super Bowl this year. And I know at the beginning of the season, my money was on the Bucks going all the way, repeating. But I don't know, because I wasn't sure how is Stafford going to do. I thought, you know, we had to wait and see who was going to be the winner of the Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford trade. We obviously know who won that one. And Stafford just looks like he's in his. This is like watching when Brett Favre went to the Vikings his first season, and that he had the best season of his career with the Vikings. It's no different. Stafford's having one of the best seasons of his career on par. I could see him getting MVP at the rate he's going.
The Rams,
at least, with the Rams, at least either MVP or he's going to be definitely in the running, because I think Brady's got a shot at getting the MVP as well. But Stafford just looks comfortable. He's got weapons all around him. He's got protection. Yes, they did lose, but it was an off game. I mean, who doesn't? The Bills lost, and now the Ravens lost. But, you know.
The Rams are in it to win it. They want to win now. They traded a lot of trade picks.
And it's reminiscent of the Broncos when Elway brought in Peyton Manning.
Very, very similar stories.
Because they weren't looking long-term with Peyton. They were in it. They wanted a Super Bowl then and worry about things later. And that's exactly what it looks like the Rams are doing, except they've got – I mean, you know, there's a difference, an age difference with Stafford versus when Peyton was with the Rams.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the Rams. Pretty excited. And another big news yesterday happened a little bit earlier, and Aaron predicted it. Cam Newton is going back to Carolina Panthers. Of course, they got a quarterback issue. Sam Darnold is injured. So not saying they were in desperation, but they got Cam Newton back. I didn't think that would happen. I don't think Matt Rhule liked them, but it did happen. Aaron, your thoughts?
I've been calling it, because if any team was going to sign, I mean, we know there's a ton of teams that needed a quarterback, and Cam was still sitting there raring to go. I think if my money had been, you know, a lot of people, you know, he'll end up in Washington. No, Rivera had already said that from the get-go, he was never going to sign Newton. So, you know, the obvious, you know, there was Miami. He could have gone to the Jets, because the Jets are obviously needed a quarterback. The Dolphins needed some help, but he'd spend his whole time with the Panthers, and, you know, it didn't surprise me in the least. I'm hoping, since he's mobile, he's a little bit more mobile than Sam Darnold. With the weak offensive line that they have, it should help, because if the pocket collapses, at least he can get out of there more so than Darnold could. And Darnold, you know, he's a good kid, but his problem was he was already a battered quarterback coming from the Jets, because they had no line. And it was the same thing in Carolina. And I feel bad for him, because he had two teams that couldn't protect him. And obviously the Jets have the same issue, because they lost, what, one or two quarterbacks already because of the same thing, not being able to protect him. I'm hoping that's the benefit with Cam Newton, is he can run still somewhat. He's got more mobility than Darnold, so I think he will do a little bit better.
Do you think with this move, this could revive his career?
If he puts the effort in, I think it could. It could potentially. He has to realize you were on the Patriots. You lost your job to Mac Jones. You sat, you know, basically as a free agent for almost 10 weeks. I mean, this was a team calls you like, hey, we need you on the team because we got nobody else. So I think if he plays his cards right and he focuses, I don't know if he could get back to the MVP level that he was, but it definitely could keep him a starting job and rejuvenate the career. We've seen it with plenty of quarterbacks that do that. I mean, Michael Vick, prime example, had issue. Great quarterback when he came into the league, had issues, went, did his, you know, his thing off the afterwards, came back to the Eagles and ended up getting a starting job. I could see, I mean, it's not the same concept with Newton, but I could see him, if he does it the right way and he doesn't get injured, that's the other key, is he's got to stay healthy.
That's the thing. And
he does have injuries.
And people have said that he hasn't looked good since he had COVID last year.
Yeah. So I get, well, you know, and I don't want to judge it. I won't know until we see him play. And obviously, he's got care. They've got the cart facing the Cardinals. So, I mean, you want a good test to see how you're doing. I mean,
come back with a bang.
Throw him to the Wolves. That's about as best of the best team you could possibly go up against right now. Because, in my mind, NFC, the top three teams is the Rams, Cardinals, and the Bucks.
And
Rodgers comes back. I don't put the Packers in that list until Rodgers is back.
Correct, which he will be coming back, and hopefully he comes back good after COVID. Did you have any other predictions you made this year? Because so far Cam was right. Any others?
God, I don't. I don't know if I might have. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think just scores.
Scores wise, maybe. All I know that Washington is going to beat the Bucks this weekend. That's the biggest game.
Well, if the rate that we've been going with upsets, and I mean the last 2 weeks, we had Buffalo. Who would have seen Buffalo lose 9-6? I didn't predict that. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see really think the Dolphins had a shot at beating the Ravens, but you know, so who? Anything is possible. I mean, Washington's got a defense. They've got the talent. It's a matter of. My thing with Washington is I just don't know, are they sticking with Heinicke or are they going to hand the ball back, the reins back over to Fitzpatrick when he's back, he's finally back. I don't.
When is he coming back? You think?
I don't know. I haven't heard. You know, I know at one point it was week 10.
That's this week.
But I haven't heard they're going to start him if he's coming back yet. But I don't. At this point, I don't even know. Is it even worth bringing him? Putting him as a backup, I could see, because I don't know if I would want to throw him right back in after he's been out for almost an entire season.
Well,
I mean, this was a long injury. He's already up there in age as it is. He's a brittle old man. He's just got an arm and a beard, and I don't. That ain't enough to with the history of the Washington's line doesn't do the greatest job at protecting. They have gotten better. They still got a ways to go, and what I want out of Washington is that defense to step it up, because that ain't the same defense that we saw last year, and that's my biggest issue. But if they show up to playing the Bucks, they still have a shot at beating them.
They gotta pull a Saints, run the team through their defense. Anyways, are you ready for Week 10 NFL predictions?
I am. I will probably get most of these wrong because we just never know with the way the last couple of weeks have been going.
Let's go at it. All right. First game, the Saints at Tennessee Titans. Tennessee had an impressive win last weekend with no Derrick Henry. Can they do it again in Tennessee?
I think so. Saints have been struggling lately. So I think in Tennessee's, I mean, they've got the weapons. You know, I know a lot of people are like, you know, just because they signed AP, that doesn't mean anything. I wouldn't count him out. I don't count Peterson out. He wants those rushing records, those title that, you know, he already tied. He's one away from tying Jim Brown. So I would not count him out because I saw what he did in Washington when he broke over 1,000 yards rushing. And then Washington released him because that was, you know, a smart thing to do. But that was post for that was that's a Washington trait. I'm going the Titans on this one.
Titans win in Nashville. Buffalo Bills, who lost last week against a poor Jacksonville Jaguars, going up against a poor so-called poor New York Jets. Mike White is back this weekend. Something smells an upset here. What's going to happen there, Aaron?
I want to say Buffalo, but man, I don't know. The Jets have been, they're showing signs of life. And I know it's like basically, they don't have a chance of winning the division or anything at this point, but they're starting to show signs. And I want to say that I'm going to go with the Jets because I like the upsets now. There's been a lot of them going on and the Jets have promise and Josh Allen's starting to show some weaknesses, you know, some exploits that are being taken advantage of.
Plus, the Jets beat big teams there, the Titans, the Bengals. So,
yeah, they're not like I think they're like what the Browns used to, before the Browns started getting good. They were you underestimated them, and I think that's where the Jets are. They're being underestimated, and then they come out and they win.
And they beat Tennessee.
They're a scrappy team right now that's finding ways to win.
Here's another interesting game. Detroit Lions visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. Roethlisberger is doing well. Who you got?
Steelers. Sorry. I had somebody else when we were on Tuesday on the Sports Talk 101 asked, do you see the Lions going 0-17? I said, well, they already went 0-16. I, you know, at the rate they're going, maybe they'll get a win. I don't know. At the rate that they're playing, they just it does not look good for them. But I don't see them beating the Steelers. And this is in Pittsburgh. That's another thing.
That's another one. Tough place to play. Jacksonville Jaguars, a win in their back, going up against a Colts team. Doing okay. What's going to happen there? Division showdown.
I'm going the Jaguars on this one. I'm not a fan. The Colts have the offense, but I'm not 100%. I'm still not 100% sold on Wentz. And I've never been a fan of Wentz, not because he's got talent, but he just doesn't. It's hit or miss with him.
They do.
And Jacksonville, I think they can figure if they can put the pressure on him, then it's a wrap.
And they do.
Wentz gets flustered just as easily as like someone like Cousins does. And we saw it in Philly. We've seen it happen here. Yeah, he's come back from his injury, but you know, that don't mean anything. Who knows how 100% he is? And even if he's 100%, I don't call that his skill level is not quite where it should have been.
And they do have the best running back, Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. You know, so it could, I know a lot of people will be like, I'm nuts saying Jacksonville over them, but you know, they beat the Bills and they shut the Bills down is what they did. So I'm going Jacksonville on this one for an upset.
Jacksonville for the upset. Good for Urban Meyer. Tampa Bay at Washington. Aaron says an upset about a couple minutes ago. Are you sticking with your decision?
I'm sticking with an upset. I know it's probably not going to come to fruition, but I'm also a big fan of Brady. He's coming back. I think Gronk's back.
Antonio Brown is not coming back. Gronk is not coming back. It's beneficial right now.
Okay, so I mean, they still have –
that could help Washington.
Weapons. They still got offensive weapons regardless, even without Gronk and Brown.
And Chris Godwin is in a game-time decision to play, too.
Yeah. So, but if Godwin's out, I mean, Brady makes everybody around him better. We've seen that. We saw that for 20 years in New England. I mean, every team that he had in New England, half the receivers, I didn't know who the hell they were every year because it was always somebody different. Except for Randy Moss, that's about the only big name I knew in Gronk when he got him. But Brady makes people better around him. So I could see, I want to say they're going to probably pull this off, but I'm still rooting for Washington regardless because that's my team. And if the defense shows up, Brady's going to be, they're going to put pressure on him.
And also, see
Washington bring the blitz left and right to put that pressure on him. And if they do that, they have a chance of if the offense can do something.
Scotty Miller's back too, by the way.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. All right, the Browns, impressive win last week against the Bengals. It's going up against the Patriots, and New England's on fire. I think they're like three game winning streak. What's going to happen at Gillette Stadium?
I think the Patriots win it. I like what the Browns are doing, but and I don't want to say, well, they don't have Odell, but obviously that didn't make a difference because they made a statement. They released Odell and made a statement by putting 41 points up in a win right after they got rid of him. So, but I'm a Mac Jones fan, so I think he's going to come out strong. This is in New England. It's probably going to be cold and snowy, more than likely. So that always favors the – regardless of who the quarterback is, I know typically we would say it favors Brady, but, you know, we'll see how Jones Mac does because I think he's going to – he just gets better every game, and that's what keeps impressing me with this kid is he just gets better every time we watch him play. He finds – there's new things you watch and see him do better, so I'm picking the Patriots on this one.
And what I've seen, I could confidently say Patriots now a little bit easier every week, now that like what I've been seeing lately, so – is it the Patriots to fold? No, but it's getting closer. Atlanta, the Falcons, going to Dallas, who lost against the Broncos. Is this going to be a redemption period for Dallas?
No, no chance. I'm going Falcons on this
one. Oh, wow.
I never count out Matt Ryan. He finds ways of getting things done. And sorry, the Cowboys are just so – all you have to really do is – you shut down Zeke. They got nothing else. If they don't have their running game, you have to fully rely on their entire. The whole game gets put on Prescott's back.
Hey, but you got Tony Pollard.
Yeah, I mean, if you man-to-man coverage enough and you control the receivers, they got nothing going on. I mean, we saw that. Look, I mean, I didn't see the Broncos. When I tuned into the Cowboys game last week, it was 30-0 in the fourth quarter. They basically got their 16 points in garbage time because, and it, at that point, it didn't even matter that they scored it, but there was no running game. Prescott looked terrible. So I'm going for the other team on this one because I don't see the Cowboys, unless, you know, maybe they'll prove me wrong, but I'm picking the Falcons on this because I think Matt Ryan's going to shock the Cowboys and we're going to start to see the fall of Dallas after a strong start.
Speaking about Dallas and the Broncos, the Washington football team should do what the Broncos did last week to Tampa.
Yep.
Be tough on the defense. All right. Carolina Panthers at Arizona. A.J. Green is back and probably Kyler Murray's coming back. And then, of course, you know, we got Cam Newton is going to be playing maybe. What's going to happen in Phoenix?
I'm going Cardinals on this one. Even though Cam's back, I think I don't see them up getting the upset victory. At least with this one. Cardinals have too many weapons. Cam still is fresh. You know, he's got to get used to the playbook and get the feel. He hasn't played in a while. He may be in shape and have been working out constantly, but let's be real. I mean, it's one thing to work out and stay in shape off the field. It's a whole nother thing when you're at the facilities and you're on the field and you've got an entire defensive line trying to break you in half. And I think the Cardinals win this one, and this just gets Cam back into the swing of things if he's able to start on Sunday. I don't see him pulling this one out as a victory for the Panthers, at least this week.
The Vikings, who lost last week against the Ravens, visiting the Chargers, who beat the Eagles last week. This might be a good leveled game, I think.
I think it's going to be a level game, but my money's on the Chargers. And I'm in Minnesota, but they're not running the ball. They're committing way too many penalties, stupid penalties. When you're getting penalized and you're not even on the field and you're causing penalties, there's an issue. So they're not using Dalvin Cook. They are, but when you're letting him run here, run the ball twice. Okay, now we're going to focus on the pass for the next two quarters. Oh, now try to run. You've got one of the top two quarter running backs in the league, and Zimmer claims to be this run-first coach, and you're not even doing that. He's not going to perform. And then, you know, the problem is that when they do run the ball, they're having Cook run up the middle. He doesn't do that. When he runs to daylight, he is a much better running back running towards daylight out to the sides than he is running up. He's not a power back, and he has the power, but not to go straight up the middle like they've been using him. And then your other problem is Cousins. That, you know, every defense, every team knows if you put enough pressure on him, he's going to fall apart.
He broke it down with the breakdown. Love it. But the Chargers will win. Justin Herbert will have a good game, I bet. Let's go to another big game. Seattle Seahawks versus the Green Bay Packers at Green Bay. Both quarterbacks are back. Wilson is back. Aaron Rodgers is back from COVID. This is a classic NFC game. Aaron, what's going to happen in Lambeau?
I see the Packers winning this one. Rodgers is going to have an even bigger chip on his shoulder than he already does because he's just going to be like, see, I had COVID. I don't care that I had COVID. I don't need a vaccine. I got a slap on the wrist for this chump change fine that you gave me, and he's going to come back and demolish. I get that Wilson's back, but I don't think that's enough to out-duel Aaron Rodgers. And I can't stand Rodgers because he's a whiny little baby when he doesn't get his way. You gave him a slap on the wrist for a fine. I mean, that's pocket change for him. You fine the team. I mean, that was a stupid move by Roger Goodell, but then again, that doesn't surprise me coming from Roger Goodell because he's an idiot. But you basically set the standard that nobody has to follow the COVID rules in the NFL now, because all that's going to happen is you can't suspend anybody, because the minute you suspend the next person, all they have to be like is, well, you didn't suspend Rodgers, so why are you suspending me? It's going to get overturned. All they have to do now is overturn the NFL. The Players Association is just going to overrule it. in a heartbeat. That's an easy one, and that's all because of the way that this ended. But I think Rodgers has that. We know he has a chip on his shoulder. He's had it ever since he was drafted into the league because he didn't get to play for San Francisco. So I think he's going to use that to his advantage, and it's going to be a I don't want to say it's going to be a blowout, but it's not going to be a pretty game for the Seahawks.
It's going to be probably one of the better games after Tampa Bay and Washington. That'd definitely be a good game. Eagles is going to visit the Denver Broncos, who are hot. They also won the game after Von Miller got traded. Is Denver going to continue this winning streak?
I think they've got a chance at winning this one as well. Bridgewater's on fire. He's getting better, and he's getting back into that groove that he was in when he was with Minnesota before the pre-injury. He didn't have that comfortability that he has here. He didn't have that in Carolina, and he didn't have the weapons either. But he's comfortable. He's getting comfortable at the helm of that team, and I think that's what they needed. They've needed a quarterback that has that comfort that can move. I mean, obviously he can move. I'm always scared when he moves because, you know, you come off a gruesome knee injury. You never want to see your quarterback running around still, but I think they're going to win this one as well.
I think so too. Denver Broncos looking good. Defense still good. Bridgewater, as he was saying, is regaining that starter role, that impressive role. Anyways, Sunday Night Football, this is going to be a good one. The Chiefs at the Raiders. The Raiders are looking good. Of course, Derek Carr is having a fantastic season. Not saying MVP season, but definitely looking good. Kansas City, we don't know what Kansas City is right now, but they're not the scary Kansas City from a few years ago. Well, what's going to happen at Allegiant Stadium?
My money's on the Raiders winning this one. Kansas City's not the same team. That dynasty that they had is gone. And it's not because they lack weapons. They have all the same stuff. They have running backs. They have receivers. They have a tight end. And they have Patrick Mahomes. The problem is the league is transitioning to that pre-pass happy league that we've been stuck in. And it's shifting backwards towards the, they still have the rules and all that stupid nonsense. But we're seeing that trend where it's going back to a run first, pass when, you know, use the running game first, open up the passing game. And the Chiefs aren't utilizing. They're not. It's like they don't want to transition that way. You can't just focus on throwing the ball, and that's what they do. And we know that when you shut down the receivers, if you can keep an eye on those receivers, you take out the biggest weapon that the Chiefs have, and that's Mahomes' arm. If you shutting down the receivers and that tight end takes out the biggest weapon the Chiefs have, and it's not the running game. It's right off the bat. It's his passing ability and his arm and his ability to just make the ball get to that receiver. But when you take that out, they don't really have much, and their defense is struggling. The running game is struggling. So, and the Raiders are hot. You know, yes, I know they lost their head coach, but I don't know if that was the key to their success, but they're turning it around.
They're using Drake more. So, that's what I've noticed since Gruden.
Yeah, using him more. And Carr, you know, he has his moments where he can make a bonehead mistake, but he's a good quarterback. You know, I'm glad that they never got, even when they had Gruden there, that they never, even with the supposed issues between Gruden and Carr, they never got rid of him. True. Because that would have been a stupid. I mean, he would have been successful anywhere he went. Well, maybe not Detroit, but
except Detroit and maybe Miami.
But yeah, I think the Chiefs have been figured out, and we're starting to see that. Unless they can figure out how to get the running game going first to open up that passing game, I don't see them winning this.
Well, there you have it. Those are the picks. Now, with that game, will the Raiders solidify they're the best team in the AFC West?
Man, that's a tough. I mean, right now I almost say that if they take out the Chiefs, the AFC is such a weak conference right now, all across the board, that I would almost put the Raiders at the top. And it's weird because the AFC used to be the top dog for the ages. I mean, it was always. AFC was the best team. Even if the NFC won the Super Bowl, it was the AFC players that were always the highlight. and we're seeing the resurgence of the NFC. It's like the Monday night game.
It's a great game.
I feel bad for 49ers fans because the Rams are gonna just, they're 7-2, but they've got another weapon that hopefully will be starting for them, and I don't know if that 49er defense is going to be able to do anything.
Well, we'll see what happens. Week 9 was a lot of upsets. We'll see if Week 10 does. If Washington wins against Tampa, I think it will be an upset weekend. I have to call it like that. Yeah. Because Miami did it.
Out of all of the teams that are playing for Week 10, Washington has got – if Washington pulls off a win, that by far is going to be the biggest upset. I don't know if there's another one that I would consider – a bigger upset than that, because I don't know anybody that would think that Washington would be able to beat Brady and the Bucks. The last time that Brady was in Washington, he was a New England Patriot, and they won 56-6.
Wow.
So
massive margin.
And I watched that game. That was like watching somebody play Madden, because it was disgusting. They only got a touchdown and missed the extra point. You know, maybe their kicking will be better this week. They did sign a new kicker again, you know, because they had to get rid of Blewett because, you know, he blew the kicks his first outing. I don't know why they got rid of their main kicker they had, but no, it'll be a fun weekend, I think, of football again.
Definitely another good weekend. NFL full of surprises, full of upsets, celebration, redemption. We'll see what happens. Poll question of the day, Aaron. What is your favorite chicken soup? Options are chicken noodle, tortilla chicken soup, or chicken and rice, or other.
I like the chicken tortilla.
That's one of my favorites too, by the way. Chicken noodle, tortilla, and chicken rice soup are tied for 33%.
Wow.
So it is a war out there at the Twitter poll. Go ahead on twitter.com/sportscast1. Vote for your favorite chicken soup. It's the best time, especially in Minnesota, where it's really cold. It's a perfect time for soup, right?
Snow on the ground. It's November. It's beginning of November, and we've already got snow on the ground. It's terrible.
You can't ask for more. Aaron, what is the best way to reach you, and tell us about your show?
You guys can reach me, Vet Cloud Gaming, on YouTube, Facebook Gaming, Twitch, Twitter. It's all Instagram. I don't use Instagram that often, but it's all Vet Cloud Gaming. You guys can I'm on streaming stuff on YouTube and Twitch and Facebook Gaming Monday through Friday. I'm on a new show on Rock Channel for those that are into the gaming stuff on Friday nights. I'll tweet that out. And Tuesday nights, you will find me on the Sportscast at Sports Talk 101, where we just kind of touch base on all of the games of the week. And then I guess give my thoughts, and I have my co-host Ray, the gaming cyborg, who is also with me, and he gives his highlights and his thoughts. He's a 49ers fan. I'm a Washington fan. So you got two NFC fans in the house talking football for an hour. It's good stuff.
Oh, it's a blast. I have fun with you guys. Feels like I'm like talking to someone at a sports bar. But anyways, you can reach us at the Sportscast1 on Twitter or thesportscast.net. We'll be live tweeting this Sunday. A lot of games going on, and looking forward to the weekend. It's going to be a good one. Thanksgiving games. Washington doesn't play on Thanksgiving all the time, right?
No, they. I think the NFL, Roger Goodell might need to change that and drop Detroit and shift, put it back Washington in there, because I don't know how many more times Detroit should be allowed to lose on Thanksgiving Day games. And I saw that Vic was back finally talking football. I caught his show as well.
Yeah, he's back. He was a little bit down with the Giants, but now he's back up after did they beat the Raiders? No, they didn't beat they beat the Raiders?
I think, did they win?
I did it in New York, I believe. Let me double check on that, but I think that was
let's see, where's the
Giants? Giants schedule.
I got 23. So I knew he was going to be back. He was all full of his skinny self talking Giants football.
23-16 Giants. I think I don't know if they're turning the tide. Maybe we'll see when they play the Buccaneers next week, because they have a bye week this week. So I don't think the Bucs can lose two in a row.
No, I don't see the Bucs losing to Danny.
Well, Aaron, it was a pleasure. Stay warm.
All right. Let's see.